Today on Hardwired.
If God can take dust and form a man out of it, why can he not speak and bring the dust of long dead bodies back to life and raise them in a resurrected body? That's how God's gonna do it. He's gonna speak, and it's gonna happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
You are listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you. It's our favorite time of the day where we get to hang out together and hear about how the truth of God's Word can make a huge difference as it's hardwired into your life, your relationships, and your future. You may be stuck in traffic or maybe even stuck in life. Either way, today's message is going to help you get on the right track as you learn how much God loves you right where you are. And if for any reason you have to break away before the end of the program, you can always catch it at our website, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. So let's go ahead and get right into today's message. Here's Pastor Jeff to set it up for us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're continuing our powerful series on heaven. You know, as a pastor, many people have asked me through the years about our new glorified bodies. What will my new glorified body look like? How can God resurrect a body that has turned to ashes? What will my new body be able to do? Well, today we're going to answer these and other questions in the message entitled, Your Future Heavenly Body. I'm excited to share this with you, so grab your Bible and let's get started. Now, I want to talk to you today about your heavenly body. I don't mean the one you've got now. Some of you think your body's heavenly. Some of you know you don't have a heavenly body. How many of you can say amen to that? All right. But you're going to. Now, the Bible talks about us understanding the width, the breadth, the height, the depth of what Jesus has done for us. And we talk so often about our soul being saved. And our soul is saved. But God's also got a plan for your body. And that's going to be a part of heaven, because he's going to fit you for heaven. He's going to get you fitted for heaven. If I want to go scuba diving or skin diving down in the depths of the ocean, I've got to put on a diving suit. I've got to put on oxygen. I've got to get fitted to go down there, or I will perish there. The Bible says our corruptible bodies cannot enter into the glories of heaven. They must be changed. So we're going to see today that God's got a plan for our body. Reading Philippians 3, 20 and 21, we are citizens of heaven. Everybody say amen. Amen. Say with me, I've got a dual citizenship. Where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. So we're citizens where Jesus lives. And we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Now look what it says he will do in verse 21. He will take our what? Weak, mortal bodies and change them into what? Glorious bodies. Like his own. Like his own. Our resurrected bodies are going to be like Jesus' resurrected body. How will he do it? Using the same power with which he will bring everything under his control. Now, so far, we've talked about heaven. We've talked about heaven, first of all, that heaven is a place. Heaven's not an idea, a philosophy, a myth, or a fable, or a metaphor, but heaven is a place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you might be also. It's a real place. And then we also saw that heaven is where our soul goes as soon as we die. Remember when I shared last week, put the glove on my hand, the glove representing the body and my hand representing the soul, and I shared with you that the glove is animated only as long as my hand is in it. You take my hand out of that glove and it goes limp and it's as if it were dead. Your body is the same way. The only way you're able to sit here today and look at me and listen to me is your soul is still in your body. But when your body expires, the soul, the hand comes out of the glove, the soul leaves the body and immediately goes into the presence of the Lord. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. There's no purgatory, there's no soul sleep,
There's no intermediary place. When the Christian dies, when the body expires, our soul immediately goes to heaven. But what about the body? Well, we might not pay much attention to that because we talk so much about getting your soul saved and, you know, I'm saved and my soul is going to be in heaven and he died to save my soul. But he also died to redeem and resurrect your body. So I'm going to show you that today. Let me read the verse again. He will take our weak mortal bodies, here's the promise, and he will change them into glorious bodies just like his. That's a promise. That's a promise. God's got a plan for your body. Paul the Apostle wrote, listen to what he said about resurrected bodies. He said, I can't wait for mine. He said, we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, for we long for our what? Bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including, read it with me, the new bodies he has promised us. So we've got a promise for a brand new body. And I'm so glad to tell you, with this new body, you won't have to cut calories. You won't have to worry about carbs. You won't have to work out anymore. You're going to be able to give up your club membership. God's going to give you a glorified body. Seriously, I'm being serious. He's going to give you a glorified, resurrected body. That's promised to us. That's part of the promise of God. That's part of the salvation package. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, the hour is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice. Only dead people are in graves. Only dead bodies are in graves. Look what it says. All who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Notice, every human being who ever lived is going to be resurrected. Not just saved people, lost people. Notice he said there's two kinds of resurrection, and this is Jesus talking, this is the red ink in your Bible. Jesus said, if you're saved, if you believed on him and you accepted him as Savior and his blood covered your sins, yours is going to be a resurrection into eternal life. But those who have done evil will be resurrected into condemnation. And it's just that simple. There's no fence. There's no in-between place. There's no other option. Every person who has been saved is going to be resurrected into eternal life. But every person who said, Jesus, I don't need you, I don't want you, who resist his promptings and resist his call, they will one day be called out of the grave and they will face the great white throne judgment of God and they will answer for their sins. And that's as simple as that. That's what Jesus said. In another place, he said, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead bodies, will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Glory to God. Let me read another one to you. This is the will of the Father, Jesus said, who sent me, that everybody who sees the Son and believes in him. Notice, not everybody who is a good person, not everybody who is a good citizen, not everybody who's a good mom or dad or never gets a traffic ticket. No, everyone who believes in him will have everlasting life. Now look at the promise here. It's a mind blower. Listen to this. Let it really sink in. Jesus said, he that believes in me, I will raise him up from the grave at the last day. Wow. Jesus, the day is coming when Jesus is going to empty graveyards all over the world. Now, here's the deal. Some of you are thinking, now, Jeff, I've been thinking about what you've been saying the last few weeks, and I got a real question because people are cremated, and people have been dead for centuries, and their bodies are nothing but dust. There are people who have loved ones who die, and they have their bodies cremated, and the ashes are put into an urn, and they take that urn, and they take it to, say, the ocean, or some part of the world that that person really loved, and they spread the ashes. Now you might say, how in the world is God going to raise nothing but ashes and give it a glorified body? Good question. Let me answer it. You remember it says in the book of Genesis that when God made the world, it says he made everything by his word. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be fishes in the sea, and there were fishes in the sea. He spoke the animal kingdom into existence. He flung the stars into space by his word. By his word, the Bible says, ex nihilo, meaning out of nothing, something. He created with his word. He spoke, and out of nothing, something came. That's the power of God's word. When God talks, when he speaks, it creates. And so everything we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell was created by the word of God, except you, except me, except man. Because the Bible says when God went to make man, it says he made him, formed him, shaped him, fashioned him out of the dust of the earth. He reached into the earth, and out of the earth, he made man. So he had building materials when it came to you and me. We were special. We were unique in God's eyes. We were more valuable. He took more time. He said, let us make man. Talking to God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Let us make man. And he scooped out the earth and formed and fashioned and made Adam out of dust. Now I ask you, if God can do that with Adam, if he can take dust and form a man out of it, why can he not speak and bring dust, the dust of long dead bodies, back to life and raise them in a resurrected body? Of course he can. He's going to give us a resurrected body. That's how God's going to do it. He's going to speak. And it's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trump. The dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead bodies will rise first. And those of us who are still walking around, we're also going to be caught up together with them in the clouds, and we will be changed on the way up. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking forward to that day. I believe it is near. See, when God speaks, he can do anything. God can do anything with the word of God. He can do anything. So Peter, Paul, James, John, and Jude, by now they're nothing but dust. He's going to bring their bodies together, the dust together, and give them a brand new body just like his.
We'll get back to Pastor Jeff in a moment to close out today's program. But first, I want to share something about our program. Our mission is actually very simple. To share the life-changing good news of Jesus Christ in a way that gets hardwired into your life. And we trust these messages from Pastor Jeff aren't something you can only listen to and enjoy, but that they inspire you to share with others. The message of the gospel is something everyone needs to hear, and that's why it's a priority to us. And you get to join us in this important mission. Call us at 877-884-3111 to say you're in. Or drop us a line at our website, hardwired.org. Well, here's Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
So let me remind you the promise again now, that he's going to give us resurrected bodies just like his. Well, if it's going to be just like his, then what was his like? When Jesus got up from the dead and walked around Jerusalem for 40 days and nights, what was his body like? What could it do? What was it like? Because we can look at it and know what ours is going to be like. So the first thing I see, his body was imperishable. Imperishable. Our new bodies, folks, will not be able to die. They will never die. Jesus said, he that believes on me will have everlasting life. So our new bodies will never die. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, so is also the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Incorruptible simply means cannot die. Our bodies will be raised incorruptible, incapable of ever dying. Amen. The psalmist said this about Jesus. The psalmist wrote, it's almost like Jesus is talking right through the psalmist. It says, you will not leave my soul in Sheol. nor will you allow your Holy One, Jesus, to see corruption. So the grave could not hold Jesus because Jesus' body was incorruptible. And if Jesus' body was incorruptible, so ours will be incorruptible. Can I tell you about life for a second? Listen to this. It was never God's plan for you and me to look into the coffin of a dead loved one. It was never God's plan for us to go visit a grave and weep over a loved one who has gone. That was never God's plan. You know, we talk about natural death. Well, they died naturally. Can I tell you something today? Really, biblically speaking, in God's eyes, there's nothing natural about death. God never intended for us to die. When Adam and Eve were created, they had eternal bodies, but they died because of sin. I mean, it's really that simple. Adam and Eve would have lived forever had they never sinned. The Bible says, therefore, through one man, Adam, sin entered the world and death through sin. And thus death spread to all men. Everything living dies now because of the entrance of sin into the universe. But it was never God's plan. It was never his highest plan. It was never what he intended, not death. But through Jesus' death on the cross, this curse of death, this curse was reversed for all who place their faith in him. You will never die again. Amen. Never die again. Our resurrected bodies will be just like his. It says in Romans 6, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he, read these next three words with me, cannot die again. Well, if he can't die again, and our resurrected bodies are going to be just like his, we can't die again. Death has no more hold over us. Amen? Jesus said to Martha and Mary, who were kind of chiding him for getting there late when Lazarus had gone ahead and died, if only you had been here, Lord, our brother would not have died. And Jesus looked at them and said, you don't get it, do you? I not only resurrect people, I am the resurrection. You get me around dead things, they come back to life. Jesus never could preach a good funeral because he always raised them back to life. And he said, listen to what he said. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. I'm going to read that again. Though he may die, he shall live. Can I read it one more time? Though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me, what are the next three words? Shall never die. Good news. Good news. So our resurrected body will not be able to ever, 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 ever be touched by death. But then I see a second thing about Jesus' resurrected body. It was glorious and it was recognizable. Now remember, as his was, so will ours be. When talking about the death and the burial of Christians, Paul wrote these words, our bodies are buried in brokenness, and they are, aren't they? They're buried in brokenness. Something broke them. Heart disease, cancer, something. Something happened, and finally the body died, and they die in brokenness. They're buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. Now, I love that word glory. Now, he says, they will be raised in glory. The word glory means splendor, brightness. Our bodies, when they're raised, will be raised in splendor and in brightness. I believe our bodies will effervesce with the glory of God. Yeah. We'll be luminescent with the glory of God. You know, Moses went up in the mountain one day, and he went up there to get the Ten Commandments, and he stayed a long time, and he didn't eat and he didn't drink. He was with God. He was just totally shut in with God on the mountain. And the Bible says when he came down from that mountain with the tablets in his hand, it says that he was glowing in the dark. He was bearing the glory of God. He was carrying the glory of God. He was glowing with the glory. So much so that the children of Israel said, hey, hide your face. We can't look at the glory that's on you, Moses. You're shining. And it's not this week I saw a commercial. I saw a commercial and this attractive woman, she's doing this commercial about some makeup. And she said, if you put on this makeup, your face will glow. And I just studied for this message. And I was thinking, hey, lady, let me tell you how to really glow. And you won't have to pay for it. Max Factor can't give you what I'm about to tell you about. If you get saved and when God raises your body from the dead, you're going to be raised in glory. You're going to glow with the glory. You're going to effervesce. You're going to shine. And it's not going to cost you. And you're never going to get old. You're never going to get wrinkles. I mean, it's the ultimate blessing for a body. Splendor and brightness. When Jesus went on the Mount of Transfiguration, it says all of a sudden, it says he was transformed, so his face shone like the sun. Can you imagine how bright that is? His face was shining where you had to squint to look at it. And his clothes became as white as light. He was shining with the glory of God. When you are raised, you're going to be raised in glory, in glory. In both Moses' case and Jesus' case, there was a manifest luminescence revealed on them, a splendor and a brightness. And I believe our resurrected bodies are going to have the same luminescent glow. But watch this. We're also told that while Jesus was standing there, Moses appeared and Elijah appeared. Moses on one side, Elijah on the other. Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets. And they were all shining. And the Bible says that the disciples recognized them, recognized Moses and Elijah. How'd they know who it was? I love what it says about Peter, because Peter's so much like me. I love this. It literally says this, not knowing what to say, he said. I love that. I mean, hey, folks, if you don't know what to say, don't say. But this wasn't Peter. He was blown away. He was freaked out. He's sitting here looking at three people. You know, Jesus, his face is shining where you can't even look at it. And here's Moses, the great Moses, Moses. I mean, to us, that's heavy, but to Peter, that was inconceivable. The giver of the law, who he was taught about all his life, and Elijah. So not knowing what to say, he said. And he tried to put God in a box. Listen to this. If you wish, Lord, I love this. Lord, it's good for us to be here. That's clearly being bumfuzzled, right? Now, he goes on. If you wish, I will put up three shelters. Now, look at how he's trying to put God in a box. He's trying to capture a Holy Ghost moment when you really can never do that. He said, let me build three shelters. Lord, one for you, one for Moses. He wants to put Jesus in a shelter. And he wants to put Moses and Elijah in a shelter. But here's my point. He knew them. He recognized them. Not only were they glowing with effervescent glory, but he recognized them. The Bible reveals that Jesus appeared at least 10 or 12 times in 40 days and nights all throughout Jerusalem after his resurrection. And the Bible says people knew who he was. They knew him. His disciples knew him. Those that had followed him knew him. Mary knew him when she saw him outside the tomb. She didn't recognize him at first, but then she did. She knew him. He was recognizable. And I believe in heaven, our glorified bodies are going to be recognizable. I have scriptural authority for this. I believe our bodies are going to be recognizable. The Bible says, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Listen to this great promise. But then I shall know. Just as I also am known. In other words, there's not anything we won't know. We will know just like we've been known. We will have the knowledge of God fully and completely. There will be no more mysteries, no more enigmas, no more things we don't understand. We will know. And that has to include recognizing loved ones in heaven.
You've been listening to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. It would mean the world to us to know how the program has helped you today. So take a quick minute and give us a call, 877-884-3111. Or you can connect with us at our website, hardwired.org. And if you enjoy the program as much as we love bringing it to you, let us know by your generous support. It would really mean a lot to us. There are daily costs associated with the program, and we truly do depend on the faithful financial support of our listeners like you to allow us to be on this station. So please, consider partnering with us today with your gifts to this ministry. You can call us at 877-884-3111 or go to the website hardwired.org. Again, call 877-884-3111 or at our website hardwired.org. Thank you for your loyal partnership, as we couldn't do this without you. And finally, Pastor Jeff is the founder and senior pastor of the vibrant Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're ever in the area, we hope you'll stop by and say hi. And let us know that you listen to the program. That would really make our day. And Pastor Jeff would love to meet you personally, too. So till next time, have a great day. And thanks so much for listening to Hardwired.